Hi, my name is Becky Perdue, Operation Technician at Cargill Eddyville. I enjoy working at Cargill because we give back to our communities. If you're looking for a rewarding career that you can take pride in, then please apply today by going online to cargill.com/careers, job posting number EDD00883. We are currently accepting applications for Operation Technicians. These are 12-hour rotating shifts with a starting pay of $19.47 an hour.
Cargill is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Yeah, I'll be cheerleaders are ready, are you?
Woo!
Hey.
We're not number five, not number four, number three, number two. We're number one. Let's go, Blue!
The Albion cheerleaders had a lot to cheer about. So did we in this opening round of 2A coverage. TZ, how about Southern Iowa? Gabe Roop, you got things started the right way with a 7-0 win, followed up by a pin by Bradley Irwin that just came off of a PCM win by Tristan Clark.
Yeah.
A sudden victory. So the day really got started right here in the Class 2A coverage.
Some opening weights there opened us up early for to hit that middle weight. The middle weights, you know, where Albion's Lawless and Leshen and Woodhouse from Knoxville, you know, really got set up for those matches. But yeah, I really liked Rupke's way of coming out, getting a 7-0 decision, and was aggressive the whole way from start to finish in that match.
Devin Harbert's lost for Sheraton, but he had the margin is not really indicative of the match because Harbert's really at the end was trying to make something happen, some desperation shots. And,
yeah, you know, he was reaching and reaching and reaching and just got caught there in a couple of errant shots that he took and got taken down. But we're going to bring back his action here in the consolation side of the bracket and cheer on Devin Harbert, your Sheraton fans, and maybe he can win on through and get to the medal round.
Well, Bryce Leshen with the tech fall, Blake Lawless with the major decision.
He got the pin.
Did they give him the pin?
They gave him the pin.
Wow. That,
yes.
Well, so that's one extra team point.
Team point there.
It's not an extra 1 point. It's a different scoring margin, but bonus points for Albion regardless. And that's huge. And then Blake Lawless with a major decision for Albion. And that was a really nice middle part for the Blue Demons. Then you had the other South Central wrestlers, Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield with the 12-2 decision. And how about Brad Scoobel of Washington? That was a huge upset.
Huge upset for Brad Scoobel. Like I said, you know, and I don't know how much of an upset it is. Brad Scoobel coming in, obviously he was wrestling an undefeated wrestler. But I don't know if Darren Greenfield from Sheldon South O'Brien had to wrestle Stephen Holloway three times this year, though.
Yeah, that's a darn good point.
You know, and that's who Scoobel's losses come to this season is Stephen Holloway. And Scoobel getting
the
big win.
That might be the matchup we've seen in the championship. Could be.
I called it at districts. I would not be surprised at 195-2A if we don't see Brad Scoobel and Stephen Holloway Saturday night on this mat.
Well, TZ, then Carter Isley. Last year, Holloway was the only person to beat Carter Isley. He may be the only person to beat Carter Isley in the remaining part of his high school career, as Carter in quick fashion got the pin. And what a picture there was out there on Twitter.
Quick pin,
KIIC's Joe Millage.
Guys, go out and check out that Twitter, KIIC Wrestling, and our one and only Joe Millage was right down mat side and got a great snapshot of that that picture. And if you check that out and favor that tweet, we'll see how
that
many
was
we
a position
get.
Joe's used to being in, is in the pin position when he wrestled.
I was actually, that's right, by teachers at school. I was actually inside the circle. I mean, they were yelling at me to get out, but I wanted that shot. So
it kind of reminded me of John Flattery in his helicopter down there and hovering above the mats and crash landed right on the mats.
Well, they are so particular about what you can and can't do down there. And I ran into Michael Admire from Channel 13. Of course, he immediately recognized the RVTV boys. And I, of course, asked him if he was asking intelligent questions of all the wrestlers. And if you've been following any of the Fran McCaffrey issues in his press conferences of late, that was Michael Admire who asked Fran the question, and Fran was not very happy.
Those are not interviews you want to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm still in awe about the big upset that Cole Erickson from Minneapolis getting upset. That's just up by 11, 16-5.
Iowa commit. You know he's going to go into the wrestling Iowa wrestling program, and you got to be something special to get that. And I step away to get water.
Yes.
I appreciate
nothing to see that I'm going to have this lull in coverage. And, wow.
I appreciate the fact that you brought us a bottle of water. I'm sorry that you had to miss that upset. Coming back here at 138 pounds on the, in the consolation side, we're going to bring you Trey Van Wilden from Washington. He should be coming up here pretty quick. And I believe getting ready to take the mat right now is Duncan McCain from Mid Prairie Wellman. And I believe he is on mat number two.
We've also got Kyle Anderson at 120 pounds out there against Ryan Schmalen. He's from Clear Lake. Schmalen was beaten by Derek Koster from Winterset, and you'd about have to say that that was an upset match. So Schmalen from Clear Lake out there on mat six, and it looks like he's got the 2-1 lead over Anderson from Washington. Anderson from Washington is on the top position now with 44 seconds left in the second period. And now it's like a reversal by Anderson. Nanette gives him the 3-2 lead. So at 120 pounds, it's Schmalen not performing to expectations. He was ranked coming into this contest. He was a stand place winner last year for Clear Lake. So a little bit of an upset there. Ryan Schmalen from Clear Lake beaten in the first round by Derek Koster, and looks like Kyle Anderson from Washington in upset fashion might be trying to get her done as well.
And down here on mat number two, we've got Duncan McCain of Mid Prairie Wellman. And not real sure. I can't tell if McCain is in the black.
McCain won his first round match. That would be Carter Cox from Atlantic. Duncan McCain won 6-5 in his first round against Carter Cox from Atlantic.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I had it marked down here that he lost by a fall.
We're working our way through these consolation matches, folks, and the losers of these matches that we bring you right now are done for their season. There will not be a wrestleback opportunity for anybody here in these matches. So it's lose and go home here. You can't lose two at the state meet and keep going. Right now at 120 pounds, it's Anderson from Washington, Schmalen from Clear Lake. It's still 3-2, just underway third period. Anderson is on the cover position. He's covering Ryan Schmalen, the Clear Lake senior, 38-2 on his season after that first round loss to Winterset's Derek Koster.
Knoxville fans, you want to make sure you stay right here at 145. Kevin Woodhouse will be coming out here in a few minutes. We'll have that contest for you.
At 132 pounds, we don't have any action to bring in as Bradley Irwin, his day is done. He had an impressive first period pin over Connor Asherl from MOC Floyd Valley. Minute and 53 seconds it took for Bradley Irwin to give the Big Reds their big win.
Real quick here on a quick rundown here of the team scores. In first place, we got Creston Orient Maxburg with 18. Second place, Assumption Davenport with 16. Mediapolis and Union tied at third at 15. Crestwood at 13.5. Clear Lake, 13. Osage with 12. Albia in eighth with 11. And Denver, Tripoli, and Forest City tied with 10 points apiece. That's
and you look at a lot of those 10 teams that are behind the Albia Blue Demons that brought a lot more wrestlers, but the Blue Demons, on the basis of their bonus points with the parapins and the major decision by their wrestlers, they've vaulted themselves into a first-place position. And based on the results of these consolation matches, Albia's going to have a top 10 standing here after the first day.
That's really something with only three wrestlers.
Bringing three wrestlers, but like we always talk about, you know, them extra bonus points that with the two pins, a major decision, that really boosted them up into that top 10 for today.
All three wrestlers capable of continuing to do that as well. And a tough matchup. Blake Lawless is going to get Max Thompson. That's going to be a real tough contest, but Blake has proven his worth here at 145.
Yeah, for sure, Jason. And like you said, it's unfortunate that he got in the draw, and he's going to have to face Thompson tomorrow. Still, you know, lots of hope there. And Blake, I'm sure he's going to come with his hammer cocked and ready to wrestle no matter what.
Kevin Woodhouse, Knoxville. You're going to be coming your way here at 1:45, and we will take a break as we continue our coverage high up on the mats and high fidelity.
As we see Kyle Anderson from Washington keep his season going. He gets past Ryan Schmalen from Clear Lake. So good job there for Anderson. He is still wrestling. We'll be calling his match at 120 tomorrow.
When we come back, Kevin Woodhouse, Knoxville on deck. Knoxville Panther fans, stay right here. Southern Iowa wrestling fans, don't go anywhere. Your 2A coverage continues after this timeout.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
You've got heavy-duty jobs to do. That's why the premium John Deere 3R and 4R series compact utility tractors are for you. Machines built for tough chores. You'll appreciate the comfort and control on these premium John Deere tractors that let you get more done in the day. Visit your local dealer and see how John Deere quality feels, making your work easier. That's how we run, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit online at SinclairTractor.com. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, this
this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
Now, back to a guy who knows what cutting weight means.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what. Do not eat the refried beans. Your burrito grande comes out muy grande.
Here's Jason Summers.
That is what friends are for, to catch you at a time of trouble and put it on the air.
Just don't be doing that in these tight quarters.
I don't know who it was earlier, but there was a couple of takedowns, I think, behind us in the restroom earlier.
Really?
We've had some good wrestling out here. No doubt about it. High above the mats and high fidelity as we want to move the conversation along to something a lot more productive.
How gentlemen, about we talk about some Knoxville wrestling here coming up? Kevin Woodhouse. He's going to be taking the mat for the Knoxville Panthers in a Class 2A.
Looks like he's going to be up on the next available mat at 145 pounds, but at 138 right now on, it looks like Trey Van Wilden, he's not quite out there yet either. He's going to be on the next available mat, and then we're going to have Woodhouse after that.
Well, how about the fight in Brock Kavanaugh's, guys? He gave a great fight that second period rideout. And Brock giving up probably a good 15-plus pounds. They really wore on him, but
I think he weighed in last week at, it was in the 245 range.
Yeah.
So he might have been giving up upwards of 40 pounds against Pena from Hampton Dumont. And give Pena from Hampton Dumont the credit. I mean, he got that escape and did what he had to keep from getting stalled. I mean, he was bringing the pressure. I cannot say enough about Pena from Hampton Dumont. He wrestled his match and got past an excellent wrestler there from Knoxville, Brock Kavanaugh. And, Brock, he'll be back out here in half hour, 45 minutes, something like that, as we move through these consolation matches. Right now we're at 132 and 138-pounders. They're out there on the mats. And
why don't we give a quick rundown real quick of the wrestlers with the wins so far here, Joe Sinclair, and see if we can get all of our listeners who are watching or listening to this 2A coverage a little snaps of what we've already witnessed here in 2A.
Well, the good news is we don't have anybody from Southern Iowa that we call who is done for the day in Class 2A. You got Gabe Ripke, got through to the second round. He will be a quarterfinal competitor for Sheraton at 106 pounds. Duncan McCain from Mid Prairie at 113 also won his first round match. Kyle Anderson from Washington lost his first match but had a great 3-2 victory. He hung on for that consolation match, so he'll wrestle tomorrow. And he'll take on, the way that works, whoever is the consolation winner here tonight will wait for the first round tomorrow in the quarterfinals, and they will cross over from the bottom side of the bracket to the top side, so that if you wrestle the same kid in this tournament, it won't be before he's wrestled somebody else. So they'll have the crossover. Quarterfinal losers will go up against today's consolation winners, and then we'll proceed through to the semifinals in the afternoon matches tomorrow. And that's where Kyle Anderson finds himself. Tristan Clark had a sudden victory win, 4-2 at 126 pounds for PCM.
He got that win right as the time was expiring in sudden victory, right at the edge of the circle. His toe dragged across that line with a takedown, 4-2 win, Tristan Clark, PCM. Bradley Irwin, how about that? P-I-N for the Big Red.
Right down here real quick, catch up. Trey Van Wilden from Washington, right off the bat, 53 seconds into the period, gets thrown right to his back and gets pinned. And Trey Van Wilden's sophomore season is going to come to an end.
But what a good one. He had a good one. A lot of sophomores, they are in the stands watching their competition.
And we moved along to 145. Blake Lawless. Blake Lawless looked like a lean, mean wrestling machine at 145. He is dominant in his match, a 14-2 decision at 145. Then Kevin Woodhouse really gave a great effort, and you saw the pin there to Travis that took Kevin out in that first round. But really a great effort out of him, just slipping a move and life turns in a hurry.
Yeah, had a real tough opponent there in that Ryan Fout from Clear Lake there in the opening round, and he gets pinned. But he's getting ready to take the mat here, going to be on mat number three, and going to fight his way back through this consolation side of the bracket.
We've also got at 152 pounds, Bryce Leshen. He pinned his opponent in the first in the second period, and he's got a good matchup tomorrow on the quarterfinal round.
And Devin Harberts lost in his opening contest. A great fight there by Harberts. He'll get wrestled back here in just a second. And Bryce Lunsford, Brad Scoobel of Washington, and Carter the Iceman Isley with a pin for Albia, winners in this opening round. And right now we're going to go to Kevin Woodhouse of Knoxville, going to take the mat and get to action here.
Just underway here in the first period. Wrestlers tied up. Woodhouse trying to work east and west there, trying to make an angle for a shot. Good sprawl out there by...
And there's a Kelly try.
Nichelle. Nichol, I think, is how that's pronounced.
I think it's pronounced Nichol. He's from Charles City, a senior, 35-12 on his season. He's up against Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville in a match being brought to you by Sheraton Vision, Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment and Repair Service, and Country Propane and Milo. Proud to bring you high school wrestling on 96.7. Wrestlers still on their feet with 125 to go in the first period, 145-pound consolation match. Loser goes home. The winner stays to wrestle the quarterfinal loser tomorrow.
It's the second time the black-on-black singlets. Woodhouse wearing his black and gold, and so is his opponent from Charles City.
I'm glad that I have these binoculars, as weak as they might be. It does bring into focus what the wrestlers are doing. Woodhouse in on
nice
double leg
double
shot.
Leg.
Good sprawl there by Meischel. Now Kelly.
Kelly, yeah. I thought he was going to get that turned over. Maybe hang on to it.
Meischel just doing a great job of posting that leg and not letting Woodhouse hit that Kelly maneuver.
Now Woodhouse, if he could have hit that just a little bit harder, it had been a little bit higher risk, but I think he could have got it. But now Nichol leans over his back, grabs that back leg, and he's kind of got Woodhouse stretched out here with 41 seconds left in the first period. Now Woodhouse working at getting his hips back underneath of him. He's still stretched out, but he does get his hips under him. Gets his head free, and he's back to a neutral position with 30 seconds to go against Nichol.
Just missed on that Kelly.
25 seconds remain here. First period action. It's a front headlock now by Nichol. Puts Woodhouse's head down on the mat. Now Woodhouse reaches around, gets inside position on the right side, and a spin by Nichol, and Nichol
nice
almost
job.
Spins behind, but a good job getting his hips back under him, and a stand-up by Woodhouse, and with time expiring in the first period, we get back to neutral, scoreless here at 145.
That's some really good wrestling right there. Both wrestlers had their shots and had their opportunities. Kevin Woodhouse nearly got that Kelly sunk.
Woodhouse defers his decision, which is something I don't like to see in scoreless. I like to score first, so Woodhouse defers.
And why is that, Joe?
Well, if you get into an overtime situation, the final tiebreaker is in the fourth overtime period. You either get the choice to ride your opponent out for 30 seconds or take the down position for 30 seconds. And whoever scores first gets to make that choice. So it could be very important in a tight match.
Nichol gets
so there's
the
escape.
Here.
So the
1-0. Woodhouse trails Nichol. Minute 30 to go here in the second period.
Just underway second period action. It's a 145-pound elimination match. This is a consolation match. These two wrestlers are on the mat trying to extend their day and their season to tomorrow. Now Woodhouse in the neutral position again has the tie-up against Nichol. Nichol with the inside position on the left-hand shoulder of Nichol. Now they're separated again with 110 to go at 145 pounds.
There's a drop-down attempt by Nichol.
Now Nichol with the underhook on the right side. Tries the double underhook now, and a good job by Woodhouse backing out of it. Now Woodhouse, he's hit that Kelly a couple of times. And he's trying to set it up here right now, but a nice job by Nichol. Gets outside.
Wow.
Good job posting the opposite leg. And almost got dumped. So very, very good defensive wrestling by both of these two grapplers.
Well, Nichol looked like he was going to get that, Joe. And then
he does. He gets around. Nichol just got the spin on Kevin Woodhouse. Now Woodhouse trails 3-0 with 30 seconds left in the second period.
Nigel's got the leg in, but as Woodhouse tries to get to his base and get to his feet.
Nigel's a little bit high, but he's got Woodhouse broken down. Woodhouse needs to get his knees under him, get his hips under him.
20 seconds to go.
Get loose with 17 seconds to go.
He's able to get to his feet, but the leg put in there by Nigel.
Nigel
final
with the
12
leg
seconds.
In. Nigel with the leg in, and Woodhouse doesn't really have an answer for it right here. He needs to reach down there, put his knee in his calf, and make him hurt a little bit if he's going to have that leg in there.
That will expire on the second period. To the third and final period we go. Kevin Woodhouse is on the mat here for the Panthers, trying to get the win. But he trails here 3-0.
Joining us here in the broadcast booth,
Coach
Kevin Cocker. Welcome aboard, Coach.
Oh, feels a lot better being here than on that road.
How was the traffic?
Actually, wasn't too bad coming up here. I think I hit it right where you got a lot of people transitioning out from this session. Got a decent parking spot, so that's what I was afraid of. But, man, sounds like it's been a heck of a day so far.
Great day here. But Woodhouse from Knoxville trails right here 3-0. 1:40 to go in this third period, trying to get the escape here. Minute 39, leg put in by Nigel of Charles City. He's a leg rider, has that leg in, and
minute
really
30 to go here
on Woodhouse.
Third period, and Woodhouse needs to get that crossbody ride off and try to hit a switch here, but Nischel does a great job of breaking him back down to the mat, trying to cross-face him here, work him into a tilt combination.
1:20 to go here, third period. Woodhouse of Knoxville trails here, and here's a back points being earned on the tilt here. I think he got a three count. Four.
I think we got Harbert's coming up there on mat number two.
We sure do. Dustin Harbert of Sheraton is going to be on the mat here. Kevin Woodhouse trails 5-0 after the tilt and the back points earned by Nigel. Woodhouse trailing here, 52 seconds to go in this third and final period, trying to get to his base. Stand up, but Nigel really riding tough here. And now he puts the tilt in once again and gets the back parallel, or shoulders parallel, and there's a two count, three count. More back points being earned. Three back points being earned. Now the lead 8-0 as Jake Nigel of Charles City out in front of Kevin Woodhouse of Knoxville. And Harberts will be on the mat here just any second.
Harberts just underway here in the first period. Wrestling over here on mat number one, and he will be taking on.
Boy, he was right out of the gate, boys, and going at it. He got a takedown right away.
Mat number two, Kelly Klobaugh. From Esterville Lincoln Central, 27-10 junior.
Woodhouse with 2 seconds, one, and Kevin Woodhouse's senior year, his senior campaign comes to an end, 33-13 is Kevin Woodhouse as he loses to Jake Nigel, Charles City. Congratulations on a great season to Kevin Woodhouse. But let's get to Devin Harberts. Devin Harberts brought to you by Sheraton Vision, Pipers,
Harberts,
and Albie
right
Hardy.
Right at the edge of the mat, gets a real quick double leg takedown. He's going to lead this match 2-0. Minute 30 to go here in the first period.
Really active feet here for Harberts. Now he's riding, trying to get the tilt in, but his opponent grabs the back ankle. Harberts out in front, 2-0, 1:16 to go in the opening period.
Harberts has got his hips down on the mat here. He's got a leg ride in, and they're going to call a stalemate. Going to reset it back in the center.
Devin Harbert's contest brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee, CNC Cycle, Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, Midwest Heritage Bank, Lucas County Health Center, and Grace Baptist Church, along with Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia, as Devin Harbert's. He's got the tilt in. Hasn't got it quite parallel yet. He's got a 2-0 lead. I'll have to roll back and get reset here, but Harbert's out in front, 2-0. 54 seconds to go, opening period.
Got Cole Erickson just starting here on mat number eight. He's going to be taking on Tyler Zeman of Cherokee. I'm guessing he's going to be looking for a little revenge after that first round loss.
Yeah, I think he's going to come out with a little bit of fire in his belly.
Harbert's here trying to work a tilt. Nothing there. 2-0 still the score. 30 seconds left to go in the first period.
Erickson's over here. He got the cowcatcher, and he's got an underhook. Getting ready to try to take him to his back. He's got the 2 points awarded. I'm guessing trying to end this thing so he can go back tonight and regroup a little bit.
Devin Harbert's out in front, 2-0. Final 18 seconds of this opening period, and Harbert's has been riding tough here on top with the final 13 seconds for Sheraton here at 160 pounds. Devin Harbert's out in front, final 6 seconds of this second period, has ridden his opponent, Kelly Klobaugh of Esterville, and that will put the first period in the books. 2-0, Harbert's We'll over go to the second period.
Over here on mat 8, Cole Erickson was getting ready to pin his opponent. Referee stopped, I believe, blood time for Cherokee. And you can see the frustration in Erickson. When he got up, he just kind of walking away, shaking his head, takes his headgear off.
Harberts will start in the cover position to begin the second period as Claybow of Esterville chooses a down position. Now, Harberts gets the tilt in, trying to set back and get the back points. Got a one count, and that is it. 17 seconds gone by, second period. It is Harberts of Sheridan out in front, 2-0. And I don't know, Coach, if you've watched this, but Harberts really has been in control on top.
He's been keeping lots of pressure on. I mean, the bottom guy hasn't had much of an opportunity to come up and out. In this round, it's all about surviving. You know, Harberts is a senior, I believe, and, you know, that's the last thing you want to do is come up here and go 0-2 as a senior. I mean, it happens to a lot of guys, but, man, this is his last chance. You want to put it all out there and make the best of it.
32-14, the senior Devin Harberts of Sheridan. He gives up the escape. 1 minute, 8 seconds to go. Second period out in front, 2-1. This second period brought to you by Grace Baptist Church and Proline Buildings, along with our friends from Cargill and Hy-Vee of Albia.
Cole Erickson over here. They stopped it for blood time, but they also give the Cherokee wrestler a penalty point, which made it 2-1. But ever since this match has started back up, it's been all Cole Erickson, and he gets the pin with 47 seconds left in the first period.
Harbert's on his feet now, trying to execute a single leg.
He gets in there.
He's got his head on the outside, goes to the double, and a nice power whizzer there by his opponent, and that is...
He's setting up a cradle here. He's got the cradle in, Joe. He's going to get the takedown right at the edge of the mat. Back points being earned here by Devin Harbert. I don't know if he's going to be able to hang on to the cradle and get the pinning combination. Does get him turned over.
And they're off the mat, and it's a big five-point move. That makes the score 7-1.
Well, that was a beautiful shot in there by Harberts. He runs back to the center of the mat. He absolutely got in there deep on that single leg and was setting up the next move.
Well, it was really a good job there by Claybaugh from Esterville to whizzer out of that double leg. But as he did, nice job by Harberts. Got his head out on top, turned it into an outside cradle, gets the takedown and the back points at the edge of the mat.
7-1, Devin Harberts, final 18 seconds of the second period. Harberts trying to get the win for the Chargers. Gabe Rupke, 106, got a win in the first round for Sheridan.
They'd have two wrestlers going on trying to get medals for the Sheridan Chargers.
2 seconds, one, and we are going to go to the third and final period. Devin Harberts of Sheridan with the lead here. 7-1, your lead going into the third period. And Harberts will have choice.
He takes down. He's going to get set. Nope, he's going to take neutral. He's going to take neutral. Likes the way things have gone on his feet so far in this match, and you can't blame him.
No.
He's gotten to a nice six-point lead here as we start the third period on mat number 2 at Wells Fargo Arena.
This third period brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery, Leffler Dirt Work, and Double D Repair. And Albia, here's a
right into the scores table, and Claybaugh went into the scores table hard. That scores table right there at the center of the mat, only about 5 feet from the outside circle, and nothing anybody could do there. There was nothing wrong with the way Devin Harberts was going after that takedown, but he stopped the pressure, and they were still at full momentum, and Claybaugh is down. He went into that scores table hard.
Rib cage looked like.
Looks like we've got a problem with the scores table, too. They've got staff working on the scores table, and they've got staff working on Claybaugh from Esterville. He's down.
Love the way Harberts has been wrestling, Coach Cochran. Kevin Cochran up here in the broadcast booth with us, and but really liked the way he rode tough, and then when he was on his feet was the aggressor, went in there and has really showed some offense.
Well, he's comfortable on his feet. I think he wants to get the takedown here. His opponent has shown no way of getting out from underneath. You know, he gets two more points. It's a major decision for Sheridan. You know, I realize they're not looking for team score, but, man, when you're the individual out there on that mat, you're looking to score as many points as possible and just keep extending that lead.
I've got a good look at it right now, and they're working on the right leg of Claybaugh, so that's a lot more encouraging than something above the waist. And it looked like his knee might have gone into the scorer's table. I can't see for sure exactly where they're working on his leg, but it is below the waist. So it's on his right leg. and hope everything's okay with him.
Let's get into his feet and see if he can finish the contest. Ethan Timmerman of Minneapolis going to take the mat here momentarily at 182. Don't forget Brock Cavanis, our 285-pounder from Knoxville, will be going out here in the consolations as well. But right now, Devin Harberts is out in front, 7-1, 144 to go, and looks like his opponent...
Claybaugh is wrestling tough. He's a wrestler tough. He's going to be out there. He's going to compete. He's going to finish this match. He's got a minute and 44 seconds to try to make something happen against Devin Harberts. And Harberts in the neutral position now. Wrestlers are on their feet. There's a shot there by Harberts, kind of a wild shot with both arms out, but a good job there by getting out of it before
there's a double leg deep shot there by Claybaugh. Claybaugh in on the double leg. Harberts grabs the back ankles as Claybaugh.
And it is
a stalemate or potential dangerous?
No, that is an illegal hold, and they're going to call that illegal hold against
Harberts.
Devin Harberts. So it is a 7-2 score now.
I think he ended up crossing them feet, which puts scissors on the head. He tried keeping his feet real close, but, man, even as when you're trying not to do it, it's hard sometimes not to let those feet cross. And if they cross anything, that referee's going to call it.
One minute, 10 seconds to go. Devin Harbert with a 7-2 lead here.
Oh, wow. Harbert's with a bad idea trying to hit the throw. And that bad idea, the only reason why it wasn't horrible is because they went off the mat. Wow, Kevin.
Yeah, that's, you know, he's up by five. That's the last thing you want to do is give up a five-point move.
Yeah.
You know, try to get a takedown, seal the deal.
And it was right in front of the Sheraton bench, and I'm sure that they let him know that they don't want him doing that anymore.
Oh, look at that quick move.
And there's a throw attempt by Claybaugh. And Claybaugh gets the throw. It could be a five-point move for Claybaugh. But a good job by Harberts getting to his base with 45 seconds to go. It's just a takedown.
Harberts,
so it's 7-4.
Survived that throw right there. He was
well, I really don't know what he's doing tying up with a kid when you're ahead by five. You need to be getting separation and wait for the kid to take a dumb shot with a five-point lead or else take a good shot of your own.
30 seconds and counting here. Devin Harberts with a 7-4 lead here. A stall call on Harberts.
He's got three more to give with 23 seconds to go.
Clock
and now he gets to his base.
Away.
He should be able to get about 10 more seconds gone before he gets the second stall call.
Gets to his base. Wiped off.
There's a
Claybaugh.
Cradle there by Claybaugh. Claybaugh locking up the cradle with 10 seconds to go, but a good job putting two legs on one hand and kicking out of it is Harberts.
There's
the stall call. Makes it 7-5.
3 seconds, 2-1, and Devin Harberts will hold on to get the win.
And you said it, survival. That's what Devin Harberts did. He didn't wrestle his best match, but he survived.
He wrestled so aggressive, great offense, and then this final minute of action.
It's like he took his foot off the gas after the injury to Claybaugh.
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, that'll drive you insane because you want your kid to wrestle for 6 minutes. You want to wrestle to keep, you know, to win the match, not, you know, not wrestling, not to lose. And I thought, yeah, that's kind of what I seen there in that last minute and a half out of Harberts.
Well, both shirts and wrestlers go on. Congratulations, Devin Harberts, the winner for the Chargers, 7-5, the final there. And Gabe Rupke won earlier in a shutout in his opening round of action, 7-0 win for Gabe Rupke.
Down here on mat number four, we got Timmerman from Minneapolis, and he's up now 10-2 over Mitchell Sandbolt of Sioux Center. 10-2, your score. 15 seconds left to go here in the second period. Timmerman, Minneapolis.
285, Brock Cavanis will be coming your way in just a few moments.
Timmerman riding tough on them top shoulders. Gets him in a tilt position there. Got a half Nelson and a chicken wing. And time's going to run out. Going to get two more back points. 12-2 going to start your third period.
Network connection that we have here is a little shaky.
Yeah, it's in and out, back and forth. Start the third period here. Timmerman's going to start in the down position. Mitchell real quick to grab the ankle. Not allowing Timmerman to get to his feet. Mitchell's got a... Just going to let him go here, and it's going to be 13-2. Timmerman, Minneapolis leads. On the edge of the mat. Out of bounds.
Congratulations to Devin Harberts with the win for the Chargers. That was a nice win for him. As you said, Coach, you know, you don't want to – you just want to survive. And I know the coaches and all of us want to see him finish really strong. But A good run there by Clayball at the end, but Harvest, regardless, gets the win, and Sheraton sends both of their wrestlers to the next round.
Well, and I didn't see the match with, you know, Cole Erickson. That might be a good example of somebody just letting off the gas a little bit, and all of a sudden, you know, what, was he up 11-1, 11-2, something like that?
16-5.
16-5.
Up by 11
up
points.
By 11. And, you know, a change of events can happen in a matter of seconds.
Minute to go here in the third period. Timmerman leads 13-2.
You can go get a drink of water. You can miss something really big. Yeah, and they send me off to get water, and I miss the upset. But no one's thirsty.
Mitchell tries to throw Timmerman here right on the edge of the mat, and Timmerman does a good job of whizzing out of it. Back to the center. Both wrestlers on their feet. 13-2 is your score.
Coach, watching the Bulldogs in action today. Impressive run, and the numbers for Ottumwa were really good here, but I thought a really good day for the Bulldogs.
You know, it probably depends on who you ask. You know, I've talked a lot with Coach Frew. The one nice thing is that, yeah, we sent five wrestlers up here. Last time Ottumwa did that was 1988 to send five up here. But ultimately, as we sat down and we looked at the bracket, we really thought we could have been 4-1 that first round. You know, we knew Colin McConnell was going to have a tough go with – actually, what I think Keegan Shaw is number two ranked, and then possibility of wrestling somebody that he's already lost to. Probably the biggest disappointment was Isaiah Cox in that first round. But you know, I know Isaiah well enough that he probably walks off this mat and says, "Hey, I know I screwed up, but I'm not done." I mean, I think his mission.
Well,
is to
came
get on
right
that
back
stand.
Out and got the pin, and you know, he's so physically dominant. He is a, you know, you take
he's a specimen.
Yes, it's unreal. You see it from up here. You know, when you see the definition, the cuts on a kid from two stories up, they're cut.
You know, and the kind of the ironic scenario with Isaiah is that, you know, again, talking to Coach Frew, he's like, "Hey, man, what do I need to do at districts?" Because you had number two ranked Dakota Shaw, and you had number four ranked Donovan Doyle, and Isaiah was ranked eighth, and he says, "Man, do I just bump him?" And that was at 182. So, like, do we bump him to 195 just to get him up here and get the experience? I said, you know, I firmly believed he could have beat the Doyle kid, but do you really want to take that chance? I mean, he's a junior. Come up here, get the experience, and then he's got it for next year. But even as we look at it, he's very capable to come back and get third place
here.
At 195. And trust me, he only weighs about 184, 185, eating everything he can.
Well, he looks huge for 185 pounds. He, you know, he fills out every ounce of his weight in the right way, kind of like TZ.
Oh, he is.
Kind of.
He is, you know, I look at him as one of those kids, you know how you can see some kids, man, he looks really strong, and then all of a sudden you wrestle, well, he may be bench press stronger, but he's not really that strong. When you look at Isaiah, it's like, man, that kid looks strong, and he is stronger than he looks.
That's hard to believe. Brock Cavanaugh at 285 going to be on the mat here just momentarily, but right now we're going to take a really quick timeout, come right back, and get back to your finals of this two-way consolation round when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats, high fidelity. Kevin Cochran, TZ to Travis Sapital. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
At the Albia Brewing Company, we specialize in pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, specially made handcrafted beers with names such as our Black Betty, Coal Miner, Avery Pale Ale, 1889 Red Ale, Soup Creek Shandy, from the light beers to the heaviest, darkest beers, and we make them ourselves right on location. Make sure you call ahead for a carryout pizza. Phone number is 641-932-4085.
You've no doubt heard about metal roofing. Perhaps you've even thought about replacing the roof on your home with a metal roof. Hi, I'm Jim Vanderbeek. The Proline Building Company has been installing metal roofs for more than 20 years, and we can proudly say that thousands of metal roofs throughout Iowa bear the Proline name, and that means quality. Let's talk today about the benefits of a metal roof. Visit our website at iowadreambuilder.com.
We're helping build your dreams.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
285ers are on the mats here as Brock, the Rock, Cavanaugh of Knoxville. And the consolation round here, going to take the mat, take on Nathan Heath of ADM. And Brock really gave a lot of weight to TC in that opening round, but he gave quite the fight to an outstanding wrestler.
Yeah, he sure did. He was giving up, you know, like we talked about, you know, 35 to 40 pounds and got kind of shoved around there. But look for him to come back here and avenge that loss here. And he's going to be taking on
there's Nathan. The underhook and
Heath.
A trip and a throw and a takedown by Heath. And Heath now has Cavanaugh on his back. A quick move by Heath of ADM. Boy, got the underhook and then the throw. Caught Cavanaugh a little out of balance. Four points there on that score.
Well, he's 45-5 on the year, and I mean that's got two quality opponents out here. You know, we've seen some of these matches where you might be wrestling somebody 24-22 and like that for a wrestleback, it's a little bit easier. But man, some of these matches coming through have been nail biters.
Brock did not get a real friendly draw here. He's got Nathan Heath of ADM in the consolations. Cavanaugh. Trailing here 4-0, 1:15 to go in this opening period. Ethan, he's got some energy to him.
Looks like he outsizes Cavanaugh a little bit. But he moves well for such a big guy.
Yeah. Cavanaugh gets to his base, trying to get to his feet. Heath, pretty heavy with the. Looks like he's going to try to get that left arm bar back now. Cavanaugh does get to his base. 36 seconds to go, and Heath really riding tough. Brock now gets to his feet, faces Heath. Heath with a trip and gets him back to the mat, right at the edge of the mat. They'll go off. 23 seconds to go here in this opening period. It is Heath leading Brock Cavanaugh 4-0.
I think I heard on listening to the first match of Cavanaugh on the way up, and you said something about Cavanaugh kind of, you know, going against these bigger kids, uses his athleticism. Looks like this Heath has quite a bit of athleticism himself here. Not an extreme heavyweight, but just a good-sized boy. I'm guessing he played a little football.
Here's a side roll out by Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh comes around. He's going to get the reverse. There is a athletic move right there by Brock the Rock Cavanaugh. 7 seconds and ticking here in this opening period. Boy, that was some athleticism right there, Coach.
I thought he was going to maybe try to catch him in that Granby and then maybe get some back points out of it right there. But after the first period, he finds himself trailing 4-2.
That was what he was needing after that big move put on by Heath. Got him in a double underhook and then a throw. Led to two quick back points.
Heath takes down, and Cavanaugh is going to cover him. Looks like we have our legendary referee, Ron Terpstra, out there again.
Little Ron, he's one of the best.
That depends on who you ask, I think, some days. A lot of scrambling here. Cavanaugh had a chance to score. Looks like Heath comes out the back, gets a two-point reversal, takes a 6-2 lead with a minute and a half left in the second period.
Joe Sinclair just said somebody's going to get pinned, and you see that a lot at 285.
Well, there's been a lot of action and a lot of opportunity for one to catch the other, and I think that's Joe's right. It's going to come down to who's going to catch who on their back, and then it's a struggle for these bigger boys to come off the back.
Rock Cavanaugh trailing here 6-2. That was a side roll there. He's going to come away and get out of it and get the reversal. and gets a reversal. Two back points were earned in the process, though, Coach. He tried that side rollout. Got his arm caught back in there.
Got his arm caught. Give up the two. Heath tries the same roll on him. Tries to get out. We're in a scramble again. Kavanaugh's out in front. Trying to control the head.
37 seconds counting here in the second period. 8-4. Brock Kavanaugh's trailing Nathan Heath of ADM. This has been a lot of fun.
Kavanaugh's officially still in control, but man, he needs to find a way. There he goes. Gets back behind.
Coming from getting to the backside.
Still trails by four with 15 seconds left here in the second period.
Both of them like the roll. They get covered. Here's another roll attempt coming by Heath, wiped off by Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh trying to get the cradle now in with 2-1. That's going to do it for the second period. Kavanaugh is setting up the cradle there as we move to the third and final period. He trails by four.
Kavanaugh's choice. I think he's going to go down. Probably going to, I'm guessing, try that roll again. You look at when you got around 500 pounds out there, that's a lot of weight to be stopping.
That's a lot of weight when you feel every move up here. I think Joe called it. He looked like he was breathing a little extra heavy.
Looks like most of the mats are clear. We're down to three matches left of this round.
The Rock, Kavanaugh, Knoxville, trying to come back here and get the win. Gets to his feet, gets the stand-up, gets the separation, gets the escape. Now just trails just by three. 8-5, your score here. Brock Kavanaugh trailing. Now the
hit a nice slide by.
Goes down low, elevates, gets the takedown. Brock Kavanaugh has the takedown. Does he have that arm back? He's got him turned over. Brock Kavanaugh in a pinning combination. Holds on. If he can chin it back, he's going to get the pin here. Brock Kavanaugh chest to chest, trying to bring the shoulders to the mat. He's got a three-point play here. He's going to have the lead. The back points are earned, but Brock Kavanaugh trying to get the pin and the win for Knoxville. Brock, the Rock Kavanaugh, 1:18 to go, has him on the mat. Come on, John, there it is. Ron Terpstra with the slap to the mat, and that is a Brock Kavanaugh PIN, and Joe Sinclair called it.
Kavanaugh was much more aggressive that period than he was the first two periods.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun, and Joe called it. He said it's going to come down to a pin, and Brock, the Rock Kavanaugh from Knoxville, sends us off in two-way action with a pin and a win for Southern Iowa. How about that, Joe Sinclair?
Well, you could just see that in the second period that the two wrestlers were going after it. They were freewheeling, flying through the air, putting in rolls, and you could tell somebody was going to get pinned in that one. Yeah, and it was not a three-point play. This isn't basketball.
And it looked like
it was a five-point move.
He was behind the stripe. I saw it.
He was.
Both feet were on the line.
Well, he did a great job taking him down and put the half Nelson in there. I think we're going to be able to get him on the radio with an interview with Joe Millage.
Gee, but he's a Jay Mill. How about that? You were down there. The excitement that had to be around that coaching staff and the Knoxville fans, that had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're pretty proud of Brock right now. And Brock, that was a heck of a match there. Last minute, you took command. You were down by three and just took command of the match.
Yeah, I knew I was down by. I knew I needed to make a big move. So by the time I set up, I was just going for something big. Looking at the time, I knew his time was winding down, so I was just looking for some big points.
You had a tough draw there with your wrestler, great wrestler, but you ended up with more gas in the tank there at the end, and a great roll there at the end.
Yeah, that's what I pride myself in. As it comes third period, I come to a big guy that's gassed. I like being able to have a little bit more, just get a takedown, whether it be turn him, whatever. I like having a little bit more in the gas tank.
Brock Kavanaugh, how about your fans back in Knoxville? A shout out here to them.
I'm just glad that they all came out to support me. Me and Kevin, I hope to see him tomorrow.
It's Brock Kavanaugh, guys, and we've got his picture. We got the picture of the pin. We'll put it up on Twitter here in just a few seconds. Brock Kavanaugh, congratulations on the Quality Ag Wireless One, Mike.
How about that? Brock, the Rock Kavanaugh with the win at 285, and that was a
great way to wrap up this consolation round and this whole first round for Class 2A. Man, this has been a blast here. We saw a huge upset, probably the upset of the tournament, with Cole Erickson going down for Mediapolis. You saw the Albia domination. The three wrestlers they brought were quality. I mean, Blake Loss, he's going to be going up against a three-time state champion next, a guy trying to get his name up there, be one of the four. Could Blake be the one to make Erickson's upset look little?
I would not underestimate Bulldog Blake
Coach
Wallace.
Hatch, real quick, gentlemen.
All right, let's run back down to Joe Millich, Matt Side on the Quality Ag wireless mic. Joe, you caught up with Coach Hatch.
Coach Hatch with me, and wow, what a turn of events that third quarter was, Coach. Take me through it.
You know, Brock, that kid came out after Brock right away, and Brock all year long, if he can get to the third period, he's the man in that third period, and he kind of pushed that kid. And we seen that kid wearing down. I was hoping that's what I was seeing. And, you know, Brock's just so strong. He just took it to that guy in the third period. I mean, it was great match.
And what were you hollering at? What were you telling him there in the last closing minutes of that match? You saw this coming, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I said, that guy's worn down. You got to go because, you know, don't just sit and let that guy get rested up. He's got to go. And he knew that, you know, got up right away and got in his move and put him in the pen. So that was good.
He had a tough draw there, but these earlier match, I think the other kid had 40 pounds on him. What mentally did that do, that first loss, and then having to come right back out and wrestle? These kids go into the locker room, don't they? And, you know, they think about that loss more so than they think about possibly getting that next win. What was his mental state there after that loss?
Well, you know, it's tough because all year long, you're not really faced with that. You know, if you're at this level, you haven't lost and had to wrestle again. You're usually in the finals, so you lose and you go home or something like that. So it's tough, and we kind of prepare for that during the week and just talk about if you lose, you've got to refocus, and then we're not talking about losing anymore. You know, so they get in there and they're kind of give them a few minutes to go through that match and then start getting ready for that next guy. And Brock knows how to do that. He did a good job.
Congratulations, Coach, on a great season. And we got the picture of Brock's pin, but I also turned and got a picture of you. I think you were spread eagle. You were. It's like you were out there, Coach. You were. So I'm hoping you're going to be okay with me putting that one out there on Twitter too, right?
Well, I'm sure I'll be a little embarrassed, but you know, I got to wrestle each of these matches in my own little head. So good time.
I know. One of the officials was telling you to sit down earlier. You're a passionate coach, and you love to get out there and air wrestle with those guys. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Hatch on live with us. Guys, back to you in the booth.
The Quality Ag wireless mic, Matt Side, Joe Millage on location. Coach Hatch, and excited, Coach Hatch. You've been down there as a coach, Coach Cochran, and man, you do. You live every move with the wrestlers, and watching most coaches down there in that seat, they're not sitting still. They're going through every motion.
Well, I don't know how you can sit still. I mean, it is. You're right. You know, if you bring four wrestlers, five wrestlers, whatever, you're in every match, every move. But you've been that way the entire year with them. So you kind of know the expectations. You know what to expect out of them. And when you don't get it, you know, that's kind of what the upsetting thing is. But up here, you know, as we've seen, anything can happen. Well, but you always expect for the best out of those kids.
Well, we branded the Brock the Rock Cavanaugh, because that was a rocking win for the Panthers. What a rocking great start here for the Blue Demons and Southern Iowa here in 2A. Really a tremendous afternoon of wrestling here in 2A. And it all started out with Gabe Rupke with the big 7-0 win for Sheraton. Let's break down the coverage here in this first session of two-way coverage. And as I just said, Rupke with the win, 7-0. And he came out, as we saw in the 3A action, the wrestlers who were the aggressors were the ones who most often came up with their hand held high at the end of the match.
Yeah, we've seen that all day with the possible exception of Cole Erickson's match. And we had a couple more Southern Iowa wrestlers with some exciting matches. Tristan Clark for PCM had a sudden victory match. Brad Irwin got a first period pin for the Centerville Big Reds. Blake Lawless commanded his opponent, and he's got the opportunity now to take on Max Thompson in the second round, but he had a big 12-point win. Kevin Woodhouse stubbed his toe a little bit, but you know what? He got along great this year.
Great fight.
Yep. Bryce Leshen got the pin for the Blue Demons. Devin Harberts, he lost his first one and advanced on the second one. And just kind of a match that we called for here on 96.7. There was a flurry of action off the mat, and it looked like Harberts might have taken his foot off the gas. But he survived, and he will wrestle tomorrow. One wrestled. And that's something about the winners today are going to sit and wait for the quarterfinals, and they will wrestle a quarterfinal loser. And a lot of times the momentum and the mindset of maybe a really good wrestler that just gotten beat, you know, trying
Absolutely.
To advance.
We've seen that a lot over the years covering wrestling up here. They come off that quarterfinal loss, and then they're mentally not able to recover.
So these consolation winners, they might have the mental advantage, and they'll definitely have the physical advantage tomorrow, because they'll be wrestling somebody that may have had to wrestle an overtime match in their quarterfinal matches.
Well, as you said, Devin Harvard gets the consolation win. Bryce Lunsford, Fairfield. Brad Scoobel gets the win for Washington. Back-to-back wins for Southern Iowa. And then Carter Isley, gentlemen, 220, absolutely dominating. He gets a pin in the first period.
And the last match we brought you right here, Knoxville's Brock Kavanis on 96.7. He gets it done with the third period pin over a very talented wrestler. That Claybaugh kid was pretty good.
He really was. But the nice thing, after listening to Brock in his little interview, it sounds like he left nothing on the mat.
Nothing.
I mean, his gas tank was about empty.
I bet his tongue was hanging clear.
My gas tank was empty after broadcasting it. What a ride that was, and what a way to end our 2A coverage. And we want to thank all of our great sponsors who make this broadcast possible, including Wirtjes Concrete, Sinclair Tractor, Bluff Creek Archery, Leffler Dirt Work, Double D Repair, Homestead of Albia Assisted Living, and the Albia Brewing Company.
Also, AgriVision in Albia, the Sennett Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. That's Bob Sennett. Hy-Vee of Albia, GP Insurance, Proline Buildings, and Cargill.
Windstream, William Penn, Oskaloosa. Eye Care Partners, Oskaloosa. American Family Insurance, also of Oskaloosa. And, of course, all the pins today brought to you by Pierce Bacher Funeral Home in Sheraton.
And we got CNC Cycles, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, Hy-Vee Company, Midwest Heritage Bank, the Lucas County Health Center, and Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton.
Don't forget Community First Credit Union, both in Albia and in Sheraton and all throughout Southern Iowa. Dan and Pat Johnson always being great sponsors of these wrestling broadcasts.
Also, Piper's on the north side of the square in Sheraton, Pete Harkness Auto Group, Lockridge Lumber, DeVore Homes in Knoxville, and Albia Hardee's.
Belzer Equipment, Benton Place Apartments, First Iowa State Bank, Monroe County Hospital, and our friends at People State Bank, along with Quality Ag, making all those wireless mic coverage down on the mats, courtesy of Quality Ag.
Also, Albia Motors, Jim and Charlie's, Lathrop Construction, Southern Iowa Technologies, Summers Car Credit, and Summers Insurance.
Tharp Funeral Home, Dewey Motor Company, Titan Machinery and Pella, Sheraton Vision, Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment and Repair Services, and don't forget Country Propane in Milo. What a start to our day, and we are not done, folks. At 6 o'clock, we will come back with 1A coverage. And of course,
ABF, folks, if you're coming up after work, try to get here early. The traffic is a mess at Wells Fargo Arena because there's a national convention for Pheasants Forever going on in town, and it is a parking nightmare here at Wells Fargo. So make sure that you get here early so you can watch your favorite wrestlers from Sigourney. We've got wrestlers from EBF, and we're going to bring it all to you in the 6 o'clock session coming up.
High above the mats, high fidelity, your 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Joe Sinclair, TC, the Travis Sapital, Kevin Cochran, and yours truly, Jason Summers, say so long for now. We'll be back at 6 o'clock. And was there one other person here? Joe, the Mo Millage. Where you at, buddy?
I'm back in the bathroom back here on the third floor.
Flush this time, please. All right, we're out of the well until 6 o'clock. We'll see you right back here. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, running the board back in Albia, making this all possible for you. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you at 6 o'clock with 1A coverage. You're listening to the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament on your sports leader, KIC.